You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Managerless Everton at home to Norwich for their final game of the season. Norwich, of course, relegated in midweek on 34 points as it stands at the moment, and their away form has been one of the main factors for them dropping out of the Premier League. You look at their away form, and just two wins since their opening day win at Sunderland. They beat Man United away and they beat West Brom, but since the turn of the year, it's just been loss after loss after loss after loss. Everton, we know their poor home record has been one of the major factors for Roberto Martinez losing his job, as well as the 55 goals that they've conceded this season. Derek, which new manager is going to win in the Premier League next season then? That's the question, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, well, you mentioned Koeman going to Everton, didn't you?
But 6-4 he is now.
Yeah.
He was a lot shorter. He was a lot bigger than that yesterday.
Yeah, I think he opened up like 10-1
yeah,
on Koeman and it's been back to him.
Frank de Boer's even money. He kind of quit Ajax 2 hours before the Everton job was made vacant. Manuel Pellegrini 5s, Mark Hughes 7s, Moyes 8s, Kike Sanchez Flores is 10s, as is Rafa Benitez, Brendan Rodgers, Eddie Howe at 20s. We'll call it a day there because Jose Mourinho's not going to Everton at 25s.
Whispers on Liverpool, it's Benitez, you know, serious yeah. whispers. I mean, he wants to stay, his family grew up, he wants to stay in Merseyside. I just can't imagine him beginning the season though at Real Madrid and then beginning the following season at Everton.
But what about Newcastle in the Championship though?
Yeah, well, he won't stay there, there's absolutely no chance of that. It'd just be interesting. I mean, I feel a bit sorry for Martinez, but he had to go. I mean, we've brought to Goodison to turn Everton into winners, and instead he's turned him into Wigan. It just takes some doing that. This fixture's a horrible one, isn't it? You know, Norwich, they've just gone down. What's in it for them? Everton got to turn it on, surely now. I mean, the reason that Martinez was axed with one game to go, which seems a bit pointless, is that the Everton board didn't want the last day of the season to be shrouded in misery, the fans protesting about Martinez. So they did it now and hopefully finish the season on a high. And I think they will. I think the cloud that was Martinez is gone now. You might see the players playing something to like their more normal self. Two matches between these two sides this season have both finished 1-1. But I fancy Everton to win this. And I think, OK, they're not playing particularly well at the moment, but 4-5 to beat the Norwich side who are poor, I still think that's value.
Yeah, I mean, and they don't score goals away from home, this Norwich team, DK. I think they scored 13 goals away from home all season long. That's the second worst in the division behind Newcastle, who've only scored 12. But Everton, I mentioned that defence. Third worst defence in the Premier League at home. 30 goals conceded. Only Villa and Bournemouth have conceded more than that this season at home. It's hard to see a high scorer unless Norwich, as they kind of did in the home game against Watford, have kind of, you know, thrown off the shackles a little bit and are just going to go out there and play with a smile on the faces, if you like.
I think they will. I think that's what will happen. I don't know how Derek can say he feels sorry for Roberto Martinez.
I'll let that go, Derek, I must admit.
I don't even think
nice guy, but you know.
Yeah, I think his family probably understand why he's gone. They're the only people that will mourn his loss, I think, because these players have just gone backwards under his tutelage. You look at the amount of talent in that squad. We say it every single week, but John Stones has regressed. Romelu Lukaku has gone backwards. And these are two absolute stars in the Premier League. And Everton have been overtaken by the clubs they should be competing with. Not even those top-tier sides. Teams like West Ham and Southampton. They've progressed past Everton now. It's tough to gauge what's going to happen in this fixture because you don't know if there's going to be a response from the players, an immediate reaction, but there could be. And Derek mentioned the two draws this season between the two teams. Actually, 6 of the last 8 meetings between Everton and Norwich in all competitions have ended in draws, and that's the way I'm leaning actually at 12-5. Can't play Everton at 5-6. Don't think Norwich are good enough to win there at 7-2. And even if Everton win this game, this will be their lowest total for points at home in a single Premier League season ever. Since their current low was 25, they're currently on 20. They've only got one win in their last 10 Premier League games. They've drawn 3 and lost 6 of those, but Norwich have lost 8 of 9 away from home as well. I think we'll get a high scoring game here. I'll go both teams to score in a draw at 100-30. I like 2-2 as well at 14-1.
Interesting, yeah. Just to recap those odds, 5-6 Everton, as DK said, draw for 12-5, Norwich 7-2, Lukaku to score and Everton to win, 5-2, or 17-10, and Mbakani to score and Norwich to win was 5-1, now 7-1.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.